Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 18 kuNhlangula 2023 ngokufistule. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Why should we announce candidates in the context where we have Zanu-PF literally pursuing our candidates one by one?
Ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change lithi liza kwathulela uZulu ngolwesithathu amagama abazancintisa kukhetho olukhulu olozayo.
Ilanga ngelethu thina obaba, ilanga ngelenu majaka selo ngobaba, ilanga ngelethu sonke sizaba ngobaba kusasa, ilanga le-Father's Day asiliyenzeni libe lelanga elilohlonzi.
Namhla lusuku lwabesilisa ole-Father's Day, zalethulela izemidlalo ezabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change elikhokelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Jamisa lithi amagama labo abazancintisa kukhetho oluzayo aza kwethulelwa uZulu ngolwesithathu. Kubika uTobias Mutsingwa.
Lokhu kukhulunywe ngumkhokheli webandla le-CCC, umnumzana Nelson Chamisa, eHarare namuhla, ngesikhathi exoxisana lentatheli izindaba ngokukhethwa kwabantu abazamela ebandla leli kukhetho olukhulu oluzaqhutshwa mhla ka-23 Ngcwabakazi. UChamisa uthi ibandla elibusayo lilakho ukudlala ngoZulu kungethulwa amagama abakubandla le-CCC ungakafiki usuku lokuhlelwa kwalabo abazancintisa kukhetho oluzayo.
Why should we announce candidates in the context where we have Zanu-PF literally pursuing our candidates one by one? Why should we give you the final list now so that we advertise targets and victims? We are dealing with Zanu-PF and we know how to deal with them.
Ekhuluma le-Studio 7, umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-CCC, umnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziba, uthe ukuphuza ukwethula amagama abantu abazancintisa kukhetho benzela ukuvimba ibandla le-ZANU-PF elilakho ukwenza umathanda ngamagama abazancintisa bemele ibandla leli.
Thina lalapha esiphikisana la, kulokurongelana okwenzakalayo. Thina njengenhlanganiso bakhuluma abesilungu bathi once beaten twice shy. Kodwa ngokwamanje asusesiwafake emgceke kubana abayi 210 bakhona ngobani, kodwa sesilitshelile kubana i-210 izavela ngani.
Kodwa umnumzana Joseph Chuma okudalela Central Committee kubandla le-ZANU-PF uthi i-CCC libandla lamagwala njalo lizanqotshwa okumangalisayo kukhetho oluzayo.
I-TBC isitshengisele sobala vele ukuthi kona libandla elibestile ukuthi lizadliwa ngoba kuyini abangakwesaba namhlanje. Ama-elections have been happening kusukela ngo-1980. Ama-candidates abo ebephuma egcekeni becampaigna kuhle, akula muntu obowabulawa obe wadliwa obe waginywa. Behlulekile ukwenza into yabo ngendlela enhle.
Umnumzana Praise Moyo, omunye wabaqhuba uhlelo lwe-consensus candidate selection olwenziwa lebandla le-CCC, uthi njengokubona kwabo benze umsebenzi omuhle njalo baqondile labo ababakhethileyo.
According to esakubonayo on the ground, these candidates are the most preferred. Yibo abantu abafunwa ngabantu ukuthi babamelele as representatives for either council, MPs or other positions.
Unkosikazi Ellen Shiriedenga, omunye wababona ngezokhetho kubandla le-CCC, uthi ibandla lakhe lizanqoba okumangalisayo emaphandleni lonyaka.
Emakhanyena njengebandla sibe ne-program lokuba ngikwazi. Lapha esingene khona ezindaweni lapha disiphensi zisabela khatshana kungeniwe kakhulu kwasetshenzwa. So sibona ukuthi indaba le yokungena emakhaya isincedile kakhulu, njalo khathesi we are confident njengebandla ukuthi sizathola ama-wards nama-constituencies ambalwa avele emakhaya.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda omele iBinga North edalele parliament ekubandla le-CCC.
Two-thirds majority parliament iyakwanisa ukutholakala, indlela esebenze ngayo nendlela esikhangela ngayo ama-constituencies wokutami njani ngona ngani sizathatha u-president siphinde sithathe ne-parliament.
Kodwa ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Elton Ziki uthi bayazikhulumela nje abakubandla le-CCC ngokunqoba kukhetho oluzayo.
izinto ze-CCC azimanga kuhle ngoba isikhathi abasithethe sona ukuthi bephume lama-candidates azamela izigaba ema-councilor ama-MP bayenzeni abantu ngiyabona ukuthi khathesi sebebonile ukuthi i-CCC ayiyandawo eyakhona yona.
Idale le-nomination court lizabhalisa abafuna ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalolunyaka ngolwesithathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguTobias Mudzingwa.
Bakhala abantu eZimbabwe ngokutshona omfelokazi uZododa Bengwa obhubhe ngolwesihlanu. Ibandla lezapolithi litshiwe ngumuntu obesaziwa kakhulu ngokusekela umuyi uDumiso Dabengwa owake wakhokhela ibandla leli. Xoxe ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Strike Mkandla owake wasebenza lo muyi uDabengwa owayecetshiswa ngasese umkakhe.
Sizile ngokubhubha kukamakhumalo umsisigabeni. Kodwa-ke ngenxa esifanele sakhalela imoli bekungakathuthi lutho ngoba sizasizeimpelavili lapha khathesi akuzange kube nethuba lokuthi amaphemba aqanise ukulungi ulimpela ukuthi azebeka lapha ekhaya sisuka khona lendlani.
Ye, kuyini ongasitshela khona ngomama unkosikazi Dabengwa?
Kuyena nje phakathi kwepolitiki kuma-structure sithi thina kubengekho kube nabasikhundla epatini kodwa umuntu wesenza okuningi ngemuva kuncedisa uDabengwa.
Lo ngumnumzana Strike Mkandla owakwasebenza lo muyi uDumiso Dabengwa bekhuluma ngesililo somfelokazi uZodwa Dabengwa ekobulawayo. Namhlanje lusuku olukhathekileyo olwabesilisa olwe-Father's Day akesizwa abanye abantu bekhuluma ngosuku lolu. Imbongi ezilodumo Obert Dube lomoyokside yibo abaqali besiziba.
Ilanga ngelethu thino baba, ilanga ngelenu majaka selo ngobaba, ilanga ngelethu sonke sizaba ngobaba kusasa. Ilanga le Father's Day kasiliyenzeni libe lelanga elilohlonzi, sibe ngamadoda uqobo, sinanze omama, sinazi izingane, sinazi imdeni yethu. Ilanga elihle kakhulu yini lonke bobaba.
Ukuba ngubaba akusiyonto encane.
Ungababi, oba ngubaba oqotho.
Oba ngubaba oyisibusiso abantu abaziqhenya ngaye.
Ube ngubaba ongumalume ongalumiyo.
Nanzo-ke
ingqobo ezikhonapho.
Mukhethiwe Bhebhe, ngikhuluma ngiseGaborone, Botswana. I-Father's Day lilanga oluqakatheke kakhulu ngoba kulapho esinanzelela khona obaba. Obaba isikhathi esiningi ngabantu abokuthi njengama-providers kuma-families. Sonke sikhangelela kibo ukuthi besivikele, besinakekele, besenzele konke nje. Whether bakwenza kumba bakwenzi. So izikhathi eziningi umuntu ongubaba uhlezi nje ekhathazekile ukuthi i-family inga-right na kumbe injani. So isikhathi esiningi sibalokugcina izidingo kumbe ezabo izinswelo bezifake eceleni ngenxa yezimuli, unkosikazi nabantwana nje lokunye okunenginengi. So usuku lolu luqakathekile ngoba yilona usuku lapho esizikhohlwa thina sikhumbule obaba bethu. So lami ngithi Happy Father's Day especially to my father uShadrack Maziwa Bhebhe ungikhulisile, and ngithi Happy Father's Day to obaba bonke abakhona labangasekhoyo. Ngithi lilale ngokuthula.
Salibonani balaleli labasakazi Studio 7 okhulumayo ngoSindi kaIgobi from Gwanda kwamanje, kodwa ngikhuluma ngilapha kwelase-South Africa. Sijabulele i-Father's Day. Hayi-ke mina njengobaba wemuli okwanamhlanje angibele nhlanhla i-Father's Day benhle kimi ngokuba nginxuswe ngomakhelwane abase-South Africa lapha banginxusa ukuthi hoza baba njengoba la ngubaba. Besenza umcimbi wesintu, besenza lokho okuthiwa umbuyiso. So ngisho ukuthi hayi obaba labo mama sijabuleni-ke ngalo le i-Father's Day.
Igama lami nguBlessed Mlilo waseNyamendlovu Village 3. Ngithi Happy Father's Day kubabami uPilot Mlilo wakuVillage 3 Akitan Cruise kusobhuku Amos Ndlovu. Laye ngithi usobhuku ngithi Happy Father's Day. Nkulunkulu abagcine kungayisibo obaba bethu besingeke senze lutho ngaphandle kwabo. So ngibafisela okuhle kodwa nje empilweni yabo.
Salibonani lonke bobaba. Sithi Happy Father's Day today, langa labobaba. ngithi happy Father's Day kubaba Mugumbo ePlumtree usemarula bese ngithi happy Father's Day kumzala wami uNdaniso usekhaya eNyabane bese ngithi happy Father's Day kubaba wabantwana bami ngilaye lapha uya smile ungwenya tshela ngiyabonga ibele la ngelihle bobaba.
Lo nkosikazi Phakiwe tholakele Sibanda. Laba abanye libazuleyo ke ngabalandeli beStudio 7 akade bekhuluma ngosuku lweFather's Day. Sangena kusigaba esilandelayo sike silangele sivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Yoweri Museveni wakule Uganda usenike ibutho lakulelo lizwe amandla amakhulu okulwisana lamalicaja awe-Allied Democratic Forces. Abulele abantwana besikolo ngolwesihlanu abangamathumi phose amane 37 eLobirira Secondary School athumba abayisithupha. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba umkhokheli wakwele Russia uMnumzana Vladimir Putin walile ukwamukela okucelwa yinkokeli yezwekazi le-Afrika ekhulumisane laye elizweni lakhe ngokubeka phansi isikhali kulandela ukuhlasela kwelizwe lakhe kwele-Ukraine. Inkokeli yezwekazi le-Afrika egoqela umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa ibicela ukuba uPutin amukele ukuthi ele-Ukraine lilizwe elizimeleyo athi ingxenye yakole-Russia. Sogi sikati seza masigo.
Zingana masigo wezenziwe
manje. Kusigaba samasigo lamhlazi secholotho lapho sixoxa khona lo mnumzana Jeffrey Golide Chuma. Ye uGolide ke incwadi kwezamasiko esintu. Kulezisuku kulani nxa kunje egangeni la.
Lo mviyo okusiwomile nje kodwa ukuthi hayi usadobheka ilemsosoviyani kuyadobheka kuphinde kube lalokho okuthiwa yimpumpulwane. Kodwa amathemiswane eselanda nje kudlawo nje esikhathini sakhona kodwa hhayi akavuthwa kuhle lakho ngokunye okukhona bethina lapho singelelane logwayi umfula kule nto okuthiwa yizakyabayi abanye bakubiza kethi ngamasili hhayi lakho sokukhona sibili sokuchaza nje ukuvuthwa ngethiwani lomfula kodwa into ethandwa kakhulu ezimpunzi nezani ungabona nje impunzi iyagephagepha mbijana la ugepha kakhulu khonapho uzasithola izakyabayi.
Ye ukudla lokhu okwesintwini kuyanceda kanganani?
Umeda sibili kakhulu ngoba abadala ubona babekusebenzisa ikakhulu into yabo umviyo labompumpulwane labemsosobiyane babephumula into enelyani esikhona sebantwini okuthiwa umkhuhlane wethukela ngoba abantu ithukela babengayidli kakhulu ithuka sasiyitholela khonaphana kuzenezo zinto ompumpulwane omsosobiyane ngoba umpumpulwane isikhathi indawo ekunxa udala vele bekhana ukuitiye kuthathe njengozintanganyana nje kubhoyilizwe ngeziko sinike inkovulana sinathi yikho nje kwakukuhle ngalokhu kwakuceda futhi le nto lesezama-PP i-DP kungathi nje abantu abale-DP nje ngantwa nje bayathanda ukuthiizithile zona ezezeganga impilo yabo ngaba ngcono kakhulu kunalokhu abakwenzayo kwamaphilisi.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ukuthi isikhathi yiso silomhawu Golide akubatshela abantu sibili ngakhonokhu ukudla kwesintu ukuthi pho njengoba bengasakutholi behlala emadolobheni bayakutholaka.
Ya ukudla kwesintu sibili kuyakhasili nomuntu ehlala edorobheni kayisibo bonke kodwa abantu abasemadorobheni ungazi usedorobheni sibili uba nayo imuli esekhaya kubihloko zakho esekhaya abazami ukuthi baphaphele into ezikazenezo umviyo wona bana umpumpulwani umsosobiyani lakho nje kwenze khona kuya nje kwantwa nje kulethukela beme kakhulu ukudla into edlethukela eningi bonani impilo yabo ingabenza ukuthi bephile ngcono ngathi abantu abaningi vele sebele mkhuhlane vele ingajwayelekanga vele ebantwini besintwini but ijwayeleke emakhiweni so yikho nje bathela khona ukuthi akula muntu ongelasihloko sakhe esikhona emaphandleni lapho.
Ye lo-ke ngubaba uJeffrey uGolide uChuma khona ngale-ke etsholojo siyabonga kakhulu ke ungathini lokusasa baba Golide.
Ubonga mina Mkhembo Sembayo.
Masiwa usenziwe manje. Usenziwe manje namasiwa.
Sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silontungameni Nkomo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngwentungami lenkomo lamhlanje ngilomfundisi uSenisipanda. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Ngiyabingela abalaleli namhlanje kusishwa, ngiyakhola libe leviki enhle.
Usiphatheleni lamhlanje?
Ngifuna sikhangele kumaHebheru chapter ka 6 iverse ka 11 kusiya ku 15 ibali sithi sifisa ukuba yilowo lalowo wenu akubonakalise lokhu kukhuthala lize liphelele ithemba lenu ekupheleni ukuze lingabi ngabavilaphayo kodwa libalingise labo abathi ngokukholwa langokubekezela badla ilifa lesithembiso. Into eqakathekileyo engifuna sikhulume ngayo namhlanje lithemba. Ngambe abantu abaningi bayaphambanisa ukuba lethemba lokuba lesifiso. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi safunda kwathiwa kulezifiso zika-amukela. Ngakho-ke nxa sikhuluma ngethemba akumelanga sikhulume ngezifiso, kumele sikuqathanise sikwehlukanise. Ithemba engikhuluma ngalo lithemba eligxile kuNkulunkulu. Siyabona lapho uPawulu wayekhuluma kumaHebheru ekhuluma lamaJuda ababesuke bebaleka bebalekela ukukhathazwa ababekwenza nxa kukholwa kuJesu. Kwakulula ukuba umuntu eseyedwa engale, babemelela ukuthi umbuso kaNkulunkulu bekhona, babelethemba ukuba uJesu nxa ebuya uzokuthatha yonke into atshintshe umbuso kaNkulunkulu bekhona. Kodwa babona uJesu sefile, babona uJesu sevukile njalo kwabafileyo, kodwa wasehamba wabatshiya. Ngakho kwakulula ukuthi abantu balahlekelwe lithemba. Kunjalo lakithi kathesi, sokule mnyaka engu-2000 edlulayo uJesu wabakhona lapha emhlabeni. Nxa sitshumayela leli vangeli, kulula ukuthi abantu balahlekelwe lithemba ngenxa yokuthi lapha emhlabeni bathenjiswa izinto eziningi ezigcina zingaphumeleli. Bathenjiswa ngababusayo kumbe bathenjiswa ngalabo ababambe ezepolitika ukuba kuzayenzakala lo nyaka, ungamvotela ngizayenza lokhu lalokhuyana, ngizayenza lokhu lalokhuyana. Bangene belethemba, kodwa lokhu ayisikho themba, izifiso, ngoba umuntu lo asikwazi thula amandla okwenza into leyo abe ayithembisile. Kodwa nxa sithemba uNkulunkulu siyabe sikwazi ukuba sigxile edwaleni elinganyikinyekiyo. UNkulunkulu uthi yena nxa ekhuluma labantwana baka-Israyeli uthi yena kalasithunzi esiphendukayo, njalo kasomuntu onjengomuntu othi mina laphana bengudlalisa kumbe bengizisomela. Into uNkulunkulu abeyithembisile uyayigcwalisa. Sibone umzekeliso onikwayo lapha ngumlobi wamaHebheru ukuthi u-Abraham ngenxa yokuthi wathemba uNkulunkulu wagcina sokugcwalisekile ithemba lakhe. Njalo-ke nxa sibala kumaHebheru chapter ka 11 iyakhuluma ngalabo ababethemba uNkulunkulu phakathi kwesikhathi sokuthi balilahle lelo themba. Ngakho ngiyakwazi ukuthi namhlanje nxa ngikhuluma labantu abathenjiswa izinto eziningi ngabantu balapha emhlabeni, wasulahla-ke ithemba kulabantu abathenjiswa ukuthi ngizakuthatha engxenye uthusa ukuthi uyatubone hawu umuntu lo wakuthembisayo nawe ngiyani usetshadile ngalo. Udabuka inhliziyo, ulahle ithemba. Kulabane njalo abathenjiswa izinto eziningi, amantombazana agcine umuntu esezithwele ngoba ethenjiswa izinto eziningi ezingamanga. Ikanti into esiyithenjiswa nguNkulunkulu uyayiphumelelisa, njalo uyayiphelelisa, njalo uyayiphutsha. Ngakho-ke namhlanje mfundi, nxa sikhuluma ngethemba lele engubalileyo, faka ithemba lakho kuNkulunkulu, ungalifaki emuntwini.
Akuyiphethe mfundisi.
Asithandazenini. Baba, ngegama likaJesu ngiyathandazela abalaleli, wonke umuntu olaleleyo, ukuba laba sebalahle ithemba, laba beza ubuhlungu ngenxa yokuba izinto azibahambeli kuhle, baqilwa kumbe umuntu wathembiswa wabaleka, ngiyathandaza uba Nkulunkulu wami bathobe izinhliziyo, kodwa batshengisele ukuba wena uyinkosi ethembekileyo. Siyathandaza ngegama likaJesu. Amen. Inkosi libusise. Balaleli, sihlangane ngeviki elizayo.
Lolo bekulohlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi uSenisipanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkungo.
Sike singene kwezabatsha, sibonge lo Ntungameli Nkungo khonapho. Kwezabatsha namhlanje sikhuluma lo Brian Barak Ncube, yena ukubandla lezaphu. Ncube, kunjani mntakababa?
Ngiyaphila baba, linjani?
Asiphile kakhulu kuzaphwenzani ke?
Deputy National Spokesperson.
Yebo, wena usise mutsha asiphile kakhulu. Kuyini okwakwenziwa ngene esikhundleni leso? Wakhethwa kumbe bapho ngokuphosela?
Ngakhethwa. It was a presidential appointment. Because ngangike ngaseva as National Youth Chairperson for 3 years.
Kunjani ukuthi umuntu omutsha onjengawe engene kwezombusazwe?
Kuba lobunzima sebelobukhulu sesikhangela ukuthi eZimbabwe ezepolitiki zikhangelelwe ebantwini abadala kakhulu. Ngoba intsha ikakhulu ayilamsebenzi, so yabungela ama resources. Ipolitics ikakhulu ifuna umuntu oyabe elama resources, so abantu abatsha bayesabele emuva njalo okunye okwenza bengabuyi issue ye intimidation ababeyithola from estates, especially nxa opposition ophikisana lebandla elibusayo akubi lula sebenzi.
Ye, nxa kungela khulunku okulenza ukuthi lizame ukuthi lingene kwezombusazwe, pho manje abatsha baphelela ngapi?
Yikho thina sikhona si-sacrifice ukuthi sitshengise inintsho ukuthi it's possible ukuthi bangene kupolitics, siba-encourage bangene and babuye babe ngama-decision makers, babe ngama-policy makers, because asisoze siyekele ikusasa yethu isezandleni zabanye abantu njengabantu abatsha. So kuzamele sibuye noma kunzima kunjani. Sesikhangela ukuthi abadala lapho abakhona labo bafika ngokulwa belwela inkululeko yeZimbabwe, so lathi kuzamele silwe kodwa silwe impi ehlukene leyalwa ngabadala.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Phosela ukugcina Mfokancube.
Engingakutsho ukukhuthaza abantu abatsha ukuthi bangene balungisele ikusasa labo, ngoba ipolitics yizo ezikontrola yonke into elizweni. Singakhangela i-economy, konke kuya kupolitics. So abantu abangene babe namandla ngekusasa labo.
Yesamuzwa-ke lo ekhuluma-ke ngu-Brian Barack Ncube okubandla lezaphu. Sibonge kakhulu ungadinga ngekusasa Mfokancube.
Inambongilewa.
Yele History 7 esakaze eZimbabwe sizosiphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Wezemidlalo, iqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emdlalweni kakhilikithi linqobe eleNepal ngama-wickets ayi-9-2 emdlalweni walo wokuqala omncintiswano we-ICC Cricket World Cup qualifier oqale namhla eHarare. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Mfokandlovu uqale ukuqeqetsha ngemva kokuba esethethe umhlala phansi ekudlaleni ngomnyaka ka-2011.
Nxa ngathi ngaqalisa kuma-juniors enduba primary school, lapha sathatha khona i-under 14 ingwe tournament. Then ngase siya kubulawa Chiefs, ngafika kubulawa Chiefs ngaba le mihlanhla. Umnyaka wokuqala ngikubulawa Chiefs sathatha i-championship Division 1, i-team yangena ku-Premier League of course kayisadlalanga. Then from there ubaba uSpanda, ubaba uSpanda wase ngikhuthaza ukuthi ngiqalise ama-juniors kubulawa Chiefs. So ngase ngiqalisa nge-under 20. So kahle kahle ku junior league kumbe youth development uyakhotshwa kakhulu. Kumele ukhotshe ufundise umfana, ngoba umfana ufika engakwanisi ukumisa ibhola. Then kumele umfundise i-technique, kumele umfundise nama tactics. So ekukhotsheni aba especially laba abancane, hayi kunzima, kufuna i-commitment, sifuna uzimisele kakhulu uma ukhotsha abafana abancane.
UNdlovu waziwa kakhulu ngokuthi ngu-Anze uqeqetsha iqembu labasakhulayo lebulawayo Chiefs, lona elikhankasa kusigaba seZimbabwe Football Association Bulawayo Province Division 2. Kulelo qembu kule ndodana yakhe u-Anzlom Junior layo odlala imvimbi esandleni sokudla njenguyise kudala kwakhe.
Ya, ukudlala uRedbika emdlala kuyangimotivate la. Kulungela ukuthi lami ngidlala iposition yedlala ngomdala. Kuyangiphusa i-confidence kakhulu.
UNdlovu omdala udlalele iqembu le-Highlanders okwesikhathi eside njalo lobe ingxenye yeqembu elicine ukuphakamisa isicoco se-league ngo-2006.
Ukudlala qala ngaqalisa kuZimbabwe Saints, lapho kwakukhotshwa khona uNkoma Juju. Ngadlala 1 year kuZimbabwe Saints at under 13, and then ngasuka ngakwa Highlander ngadlala under 15, under 17, under 19, then ngadlala ku-reserve side. Then from there ngathathwa yiChapungu ngo-year 2000. Ngadlala kuChapungu 1 year ngangulone, and then Highlander yambiza back 2001. Then ngadlala up to 2008. So kuplay ngikereyami kwa Highlander khonaphana kulama-championships angu-4. Kontheni suka kwa Ilenda ngihamba eBotswana Traffic Sporting Club ngadlala 2 years up to 2010 then after ngivele eBotswana then ngabuya ngadlala kuKwelathon 2010 to 2011 then from there ngahle ngayekela ibhora ngangena kucoaching
nyakenye uNdlovu bengumsekeli kaAgent Sau ngesikhathi iqembu lebulawayo Chiefs elamajaha asakholayo liphakamisa isicoco kusigaba sebulawayo Province Division 3 okuyikho okwenze ukuba likhuphuke liyedlala kusigaba sika Division 2 lonyaka ngiyimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Ye lapho ke sizwe uJoseph Njanji xoxa lo Anselm Ndlovu wayengumvimbi yamaqembu abalisayele Highlanders le Chapungu kanye le Kwelathon. Siyaxolisa ngokuthi besithe siyalulethela ikhilikithi. Unanilizwe ke ikhilikithi kulo manje.
Iqembu leZimbabwe likhethe ukuba yilene phala kube yilo liqala ukutshaya ibhola njalo iqembu lezivakathi libuthelela amaranza ngamakhulu amabili lamachuma yithoba mine munye 290 lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayithoba mine mbili kuthe leZimbabwe seliphendula lifikise lelo nani lilahlekelwe ngabadlali ababili kuphela njalo lisalelwe ngamabhola ngamachumi amathathu nanhlanu ukuba liqede ama overs angamachumi amahlanu. Ukapteni weqembu leZimbabwe uCraig Ivan kanye loSean Williams badlala indima enkulu yokunqobeni kweqembu leZimbabwe njengoba betshaye amaranza edlula ikhulu umdlali ngamunye ekuphoseni ibhola uRichard Ngaraba nguye okhuphe abadlali abaningi abeNepal njengoba ithethe ama-wickets amane. Ngomunye umdlali wesibaya sikaGroup A iqembu leWest Indies linqobele United States of America ngamaranza ngamachumi amathathu lathoba mnomunye 39. Kusasa ngomvulo wemidlalo yesibaya sikaGroup B izadlalwa ngokulandelayo. Iqembu leSri Lanka lizadibana lele United Arab Emirates kuthi eleIreland lizanqikelana lele Oman. Yomibili limidlalo izaqhutshelwa edolobheni lakobulawayo. Ngiyimele Studio 7 kobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Njanji, sike sizwe zomculo.
Woza moya oyitele. Woza moya. Woza moya oyitele.
Salibonani bantu bakithi, obingelelayo nguJoel Mdolomba Mbambo, ngizalwa kwaNkosikazi eMbembezi ngaphansi kweBubi District. UJoel Mbambo ngumculi wezokholo gospel. Ngihamba neqembu elibizwa ngokuthi izimvu ezimhlophe. Lona esilisungule 2019 isungulwa yimi uJoel Mbambo nabanye abafowethu ebesikhonza sonke. Ngo-2019 lo salisungula khona iqembu senze i-album yethu yokuqala ebizwa ngokuthi iSodoma. Kwathi ngo-2020 senza i-album lethu lesibili elalibizwa ngokuthi eGolgotha.
Woza moya oyitele. Woza moya oyitele. Nkosi yethu sikelela izwe lethu lase Afrika. Woza moya oyitele.
2021 ngenxa yeCovid sehluleka ukukhipha i-album lethu lesithathu lona esilikhiphe ngo-2022 esemabili elithi ukholo lwami lelinye elithi woza moya. Okwamanje izimvu ezimhlophe zinama-album amane 4 aseqhubeka kakhulu impela ngoba zona ziyatholakala futhi kuma digital stores wonke esingathi kubo MySpace, kubo YouTube, kubo Facebook, kubo Spotify, yonke nje indawo ku digital stores ziyatholakala izingoma zethu. Ufika khona uthi izimvu ezimhlophe noma uthi Joel nezimvu ezimhlophe kuzovela izingoma zethu lapho. Oyabefisa ukuxhumana nathi angasithola ku number ezithi 079, icode ngu 0027, 0797046757. Ngiyabonga kakhulu owenu uJoel Mbambo.
Nkosi yethu usisalumhlaba mabenjani. Nkosi yethu usisalumhlaba mabenjani. Sigele 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 nkosi yethu sigele baba. Sigele 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 nkosi yethu sigele baba. Sigele nkosi yethu sigele.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ke ngamajaka ekhaya lawa ke bacula kunye okumangalisayo. singakagqibi uhlelo lwanamhlanje othi sikhangele besilazo. Ibandla le-CCC lithi liza kuthulela uZulu ngolwesithathu amagama abazancintisa kukhetho olukhulu olozayo. Namhla bekulusuku lwe-Father's Day, abantu abaningi besithi kumele kuqakathekiswe obaba. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Oluvalisayo ngumthembo Sithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale.